This is American Roots. It's that time of year to spread the word in support of public radio and the sounds and stories of great musicians.
Pianist Arturo O'Farrell was born in Mexico and grew up in New York City, surrounded by the Latin jazz scene in the 1960s. His father was Chico O'Farrell, the Cuban trumpet player, composer, and band leader. And his mother, Lupe, was a Mexican singer. And while their son Arturo is now the leader of the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra in New York City, he didn't always appreciate what he called his father's music. Arturo got his start playing with the Carla Bley Big Band, Dizzy Gillespie, and Lester Bowie, and was music director for Harry Belafonte before returning to help his father Chico with his own Afro-Cuban orchestra. We started our conversation with Arturo's musical life as a kid, and I asked why he became a pianist.
Yeah, no, I just did it out of duty. Listen, this is the kind of life that a Latino, little Latino kid has. My father had a suit, and with the leftover material, they made me the same suit. You know, so it was a foregone conclusion that I would take piano lessons. And I did what I did very dutifully, but by the time I was 16, I wanted nothing to do with Latin jazz. I didn't want nothing to do. I was playing with free jazz musicians at the age of 19. I was touring with Carla Bley. I was, you know, I was a founding member of one of the early hip-hop rap groups, J. Walter Negro and the Loose Joints, and I wanted to stay as far away from my father's corny music as possible.
Now, tell me about working with Carla Bley and how you met.
Oh, Carla's so great. When I was in high school, we used to just play. We just played. We got a little band together and we played all over the place. We were playing in a place in Willow, New York called Billy Tripp's. It's in the middle of the Catskills. It's basically a post office. It's the town. And a bar. That's where we were playing. And I didn't know that one of the people in the audience of maybe three was Carla Bley. Soon after, I got a call from Mike Mantler, her husband at the time, who invited me to tour Europe. And we would have so much fun on stage. There was a thing we used to do where she would chase me around the stage and I would hide under the organ. There was another piece that we would play where I was the piano student. She was the piano teacher. It was just such creativity and such, and the remarkable thing about it, the thing that impacted me to this day, and every single note I write is influenced by this, is the idea that don't take yourself so seriously. Love your art, love your audience, love your craft, love life.
It's hard for children to reconnect with their parents, sometimes artistically in every other way. But you did that.
I don't think every child should reject everything that they're shown by their parents, but every child should examine it carefully. And I think on some level, the natural response of children is to throw out the baby with the bathwater. And I think that I did that, but then went back and kind of said, wait a second, holy cow. There's some beautiful things in here that I just threw out. Quite by filial responsibility, I began to assume some of the responsibilities of running that band. And in fact, it was very funny because he sometimes would resent it. He would get lost conducting. And the guys would look at me and I'd go, no, letter A, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he'd get, he'd get hip to the fact that I was cueing. Mm. And he would get off stage and he'd be, that's my band, you can't do that.
showed a little feistiness there.
Oh, it was beautiful. You know, in retrospect, it happens to all of us. We all grow old. We all need to yield to the younger generations. But that's the thing. Is Chico, he wasn't fazed by that renaissance in his career.
Arturo O'Farrell with his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, one of the many interviews you can hear on American Roots from your public radio station. Now it's time to lend a helping hand to these good folks. Public radio is listener-supported, and we're hoping you'll put your money where your ears are. Listen in and pony up for public radio.